Welcome to Gardening Talk, back on 2NURFM. I'm Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Greg. I'm glad you're mentioning rain.
Well,
is it only a mention?
It's a mention. I reckon it's a slim chance of a thunderstorm this evening.
It's really desperate out there, and I wanted to assure all our gardeners that they need to get out there and water.
Start watering. Well, it's the first day of summer.
Oh, today it is, of course. Yeah. And I walked out yesterday afternoon, and I've got really large pots outside.
Mm-hmm.
One was a native.
Yep.
And then I had a conifer that's got all brown leaves on it. And I had a lovely other shrub in a pot, a Sasanqua camellia. I pumped and pumped water into those pots, and it just ran out the bottom.
Went straight through.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I stood there for a long time because they were desperate.
Mm.
So I really want to urge our listeners today, Greg, that they need to be out there watering.
All right, so obviously water in the morning and water in the evening?
Yeah, that would be the go, but particularly their pots.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, everyone will be worried about their veggies and their colour for Christmas, but
yep.
I would be giving them a drink morning and night.
Okay.
Mm.
Why do you have to water more in the pots?
Oh, because they dry out quicker, because the roots are all
squashed in.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Whereas in a garden bed, they're moving around everywhere and taking up space. Yeah, and searching for water.
All right. So we've got to be watering more.
Yep, definitely.
And we've got Rick from Warners Bay, and he's got a problem with chilies.
Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon to you.
Now tell me, are they in flower?
Yeah. They're flowered.
Right.
They're jalapenos.
Only
young. It's only about 2 foot high.
Right.
Now, the chilies get to about 2 inches long. They're green. And something is stealing the chili. Not humans. It's chewed off where the chili grows off the branch. It is chewed off there, and there's not a trace of the chili or anything anywhere.
So, now, Rick, I'm interrupting you then. Do you go out at night with your torch?
Well, I have a couple of times, yeah.
And you haven't found anything?
Nothing. That's what I said. My son was even going to go to the thing to get a set of camera up. But there's nothing broken. None of the leaves are broken off. Nothing's climbed on it like a possum or nothing like that.
Yeah, but a possum wouldn't have to climb with it because they're not that tall.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Well, I was even thinking rat maybe, but I don't know.
You'd imagine that would knock it down as well, though.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I think it would be broken. And I've got a little similar size capsicum next to it. Hasn't been touched.
Oh, okay.
It's actually my son's plant. He put it in, and every day I've got to say, another three gone, another two gone. But it's unbelievable. There's not a trace of it. It hasn't been eaten there. Like, there's no little bits laying around. And we got them in these great big pots things, and there's nothing like the ground hasn't been disturbed. And I thought, well, I can't think a bird wouldn't have landed on it, but what likes hot chilies? Geez.
Yeah, well, Rick, you have our expert in chilies here in the studio, you know, Greg.
I've never had that before, like something to eat for chilies.
No. So what would we advise, Rick?
Well, as I said, I have a real good close look at the stem. It hasn't been cut like with a pair of secateurs or nothing like that.
Right.
But where it is, no one could see it. You'd have to go through my front gate, through my back gate to get to it. But it's definitely chewed off and taken away. So I don't know.
Well, if it's a creature, Rick, wouldn't they be getting a hot tongue? Wouldn't it be burning their little tongues?
Yeah, you'd think so. That's what I thought, especially a jalapeno, yeah. Mm. But,
well, honestly, I think you've got to do a bit of night shift.
Yeah, I might
We'll put a net over it.
Set a rat trap there or something.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an idea. Net, yeah.
But yeah, net, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a rat trap because you might get some nice little creature.
Yeah, I know. I've got them, them native bloody things around here. I forget what they call now. Anyway.
Blue tongues?
Yeah. Eh?
Blue tongue lizards?
No, I got thousands of lizards. Or not thousands, lots of lizards. I know they like fruit, but I don't think that I couldn't climb up to where it is anyway.
Oh, right, yep.
Yeah, so I thought I just might have to try some tricky thing and we'll even go to all bandicoots, is that word?
Oh, bandicoots, bandicoot.
Yeah, a few of them around the place.
Yeah, but, and could they climb up on the pot, do you think?
They could. I know they can't climb, as in climb, but they could reach it if they wanted to.
Right.
then again, to get to the other ones, I'd have to have broke something to get up there.
And Rick, surely a creature, if one bite of a chili, they'd give up, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, but they're taking it, so there's no evidence of it being eaten there. I've got a bandicoot trap, actually.
Okay.
Which I might set just to see. I might catch something else in it. I don't know. But
Rick, can you give us?
It doesn't hurt them. Yeah.
Rick, can you give us a ring again next week? We'd like this mystery solved.
I will definitely do that.
Okay, thank you. We'd appreciate that.
I might be ringing you from the asylum. I'm not sure, but I'll give you a Okay. Thanks very much for that. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, sorry we can't solve the problem for you, but I thought Greg would have all the answers on that one.
Well, he might be telling you porkies. He's not as good as he thought he was.
No, that's probably true in itself.
Okay, you have a lovely day. Thanks anyway.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a bit of a mystery, that one.
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, if a little creature ate a chili, they wouldn't go back for more.
I don't think they're, because that's why I've never had anything eat them.
No.
And if it's been like an insect, it's only usually a hole and that's it.
Yeah. Well, maybe Rick will ring us back with some solution next week.
Or move the pot. I should have said that. Maybe move the pots.
Oh, we should have too. You might be still listening.
Move the pots, Rick. That might be a better idea.
Move the pots, Rick.
Someone called in saying that parrots can eat chilies.
Parrots? Right, okay.
A natural wormer for them, apparently.
Okay, well, I hope Rick's still listening.
Maybe a net might be the way to go.
Yeah, I think a net.
A net and move the pot.
A net and move the pot. That's definitely... We should have thought of that when he was still on the phone. He'll be still listening, and otherwise he's going to ring next week, so we'll...
And let us know what happened.
Yeah, let us know what happened, and then we'll tell him about the parrots if he's not listening.
Roger, you've got a couple of things you want to look at today, but besides watering, obviously.
Yeah.
But you also a couple of things you've got to do over Christmas?
Yes, definitely. And if you're leaving over Christmas, going on a little holiday or anything.
If you're lucky,
I won't be. Put all your indoor plants in the bath and fill it up with a little bit of water.
Right.
And it's a cool place, as well as they'll suck the water up from the bottom. Is that a good trick?
That is a very good trick.
Yeah.
Did someone tell us that a few years ago?
Probably me.
Obviously you.
The other thing is the outside potted plants, leave them in the shade. You know, when you think about it, it's just common sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that our listeners don't have common sense. No, but it is, when you think about it, it's common sense. When you're going on holidays at Christmas, you're that excited, you don't worry about your plants.
Yeah, it's true.
When you come back.
You're making your plans and.
Yep. But when you come back, you get a big shocky.
With all your plants a bit droopy.
A bit droopy, definitely, yeah. So the outside potted plants, you put them in the shade and you put peat moss around the surface of the pot at the top because that holds moisture. Yeah.
So you give them a big water before you go.
A big water before you go, peat moss, and definitely move them all into the shade.
Right. Could you put them if you got, like, undercover, I guess, or...?
Well, you could do that, and they won't deteriorate for long unless you're going on over to England or...
If you're going away for a month Europe, or something. Cool.
Somewhere like that.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7, and we've got a lot of people, some thoughts on what happens with the chilies.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, people think, Bruce has said the possums has eaten his chili plants all the way to the roots. And Vicky says she's seen a bird with red eyes and a large chili bush and was wondering if that's how they got the name Bird's Eye. I don't think so. We've got Claudia now from Western, and she's got a chameleon on the southern side of the house and another little tree coming up under the house as well.
Hello, Claudia.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well, dear. Very well. And what about, is it another little camellia coming up?
Yes, it is. It's probably a sapling. I mean, the original's 40-plus years old, and I've got mesh screwed all around the edge of the house to keep creatures out so I can get a pest spray thing in there or a paintbrush to paint onto the piece under there, but I'm just worried, is that going to travel back to the original root to the tree?
No. Look, if you cut that back and then you sand it with a bit of sandpaper so it doesn't shoot again. Right, but okay. I wouldn't spray it with anything because then that might travel back.
Okay, that was what my problem was. You know, I can reach the edge of it, but I can't get where it's originally come up. You know, it's come up a little bit under, but
right,
I can reach part of it to cut it off. If I sand it there, it won't shoot again. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right, with some sandpaper, of course. And you might have to do that a couple of times, but
that'd be easy enough. Yeah,
that'll solve the problem, I hope.
Okay, thanks so much. Well, it's better than what I've got to do now, which is nothing, so that's fine.
Okay, Claudia. Well, you know, give us a ring after Christmas and let us know if it worked.
Okay, will do, Judy. Thank you so much for the advice.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you very much. And, Judy, I wanted to talk about tomatoes as well today.
Did I?
It's on the list.
I'm just tricking. Okay, of course, it's time. Well, you know, I thought you might mention this about pruning the tomato, the side shoots off. Don't you grow tomatoes sometimes?
Sometimes, rarely.
Oh, okay.
If I do, I only get those little cherry ones.
Oh, right, okay.
The big ones are too hard, Basket.
They are hard, aren't they?
I've been listening to the show long enough to know the big ones are too hard.
Okay, so if you're growing tomatoes, you prune off the side shoots and keep an eye out for the fruit fly. It will be coming around soon.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, not very pleasant at all. And if you do get the fruit fly, you'll have to search out some David Gray's Systemic.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
So should I say that again? Do you think the listeners will have written that down? David Gray's.
Rightio.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
Yep.
And Judy, you've got a couple more tips for what to do when you're going away for holidays.
Oh, look, I really think it's necessary that people do something when they're going away for holidays, wouldn't you think?
Oh, you'd like to think so.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the tricks can be ask your neighbours or family to come and water.
Righty, so you want to hope you've got good neighbours.
Yeah, you do have to, but you have to be kind to them. You need to have timers on the tap so they can come and turn it on and then it will turn off. And, you know, they're not expensive.
Yep.
And have a hose nearby for them on each tap.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure if you say that to your neighbours or your family, look, we've got timers on the tap, all you've got to do is rock up, turn it on and go away again.
And then do it again tomorrow.
Well, it depends. Surely we'll get rain sometimes.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So after doing that every couple of days.
Oh, look, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have to go every day.
Yep.
But at the moment, I suppose it's so dry, you would have to. Look, I would say if you went every second day, every third day, and it's, you know, it's very simple, really, particularly if you get your neighbour who's right next door. They don't have to go far to do it.
That's true. They can just walk around jump over the fence if they're able enough to.
And actually, wouldn't it be a good job for some young people at Christmas time to go and water gardens?
Well, could be, yeah.
Are you looking for a part-time job, Greg?
I might be. We've got Des now from Raymond Terrace, and he's got a question about vegetable seedlings.
Hello, Des.
How are we, Judy?
Oh, very well, and very pleased to hear from you today.
Yeah, it's still warm, it's cooler, but it's still a bit muggy. But anyway, what I'm ringing about, I can't buy any broccoli, collie, cabbage.
Cabbage?
Seedlings. None of them, and yet everyone reckons it's the wrong time of the year.
Well, it's the wrong time of year for the cabbage.
I'm just going by this Mr. Fothergill's. Like, Bunnings had a thing, and it's got a bit of a thing on to tell you what grows at what time of the year. And they all go in December.
Right, okay. Well, it might be for the wrong area.
In the Yates Garden Guide.
You've got to trust that one, honestly.
Yeah, well, Yates Garden Guide, that all says December.
Right, okay.
And I was wondering if you knew anything about them.
Well, look, honestly, what was the other one you said, broccoli and cabbage?
And collie.
Well, collies, no, because you've got to cover, you've got to wrap the leaves of a collie over it to stop it getting burned. Look, I think they're talking about maybe spring planting rather than summer, and today is the first day of summer.
That's right. And
yeah.
But they're all saying not until April, May.
Right, okay. Well, look, I'm not surprised about that, but what I have got a Yates Garden Guide at home, so I'll check it out tonight, and if you care to ring in next week, we'll have another discussion about it. How's that sound?
That'll be very good, thank you. Because it says it in Yates, and I've grown them before when I lived in Sydney during the summer.
Right, okay, well... And
that's the same as his, temperate.
Oh, I don't know. We're often hotter than Sydney. But anyway, let me do a bit of research and you ring back next week and I'll have some answers for you, Des.
All right, then good. Thank you very much, Judy.
Okay, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Des. We've got Louise from Glendale and she's looking at replacing some potting mix.
Oh, hello, Louise.
Hi, Judy. How are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you, dear. So why are you replacing your potting mix? Is it worn out?
Well, they're looking a bit drab, and I thought, well, I'll reboost them up a little bit.
Yeah, but you're not going to empty the whole potting mix out and leave the roots exposed, are you?
No. I've gone and got brand new potting mix.
Right.
And I thought I would empty the pot out, cut all around the root system, and put them back in with new potting mix, or is it too early?
I think it's too hot.
Right.
Sorry. Okay. That's a bit disappointing, isn't it? So what you should do is just top the pot up with some of your new mix and try and stir it through. But the other thing, I don't know whether you were listening a few minutes ago, peat moss is excellent at this time of year for pots.
Oh, right. They're all very green. I've got new shoots. And I water them every second day and they're looking really good. But I just thought I'd give them a bit of a boost, you know?
Well, definitely don't cut the roots or anything like that. I just put the potting mix in the top and fork it around a little bit and it will gradually drop down, particularly if we got some rain. It'll get washed through. But then just add some more in as you go along.
Okay, and what's the best food for them?
The best food? Well, what are you growing again?
Well, they're in plastic pots and they're just in orchid mix.
Oh, they're orchids, are they?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okie dokie. Sorry, I didn't pick up on that. If you bought a good orchid mix?
Yes, I bought the proper one.
Right, okay. Have you got cymbidiums?
What's that?
They're the long, strappy leaf ones and they have a long stem on them and they're about to... probably come into flower after Christmas.
Oh, right. No, I haven't got those. I've just got the normal orchids.
Right.
And they come out about June, July.
Right, okay. So they're Phalaenopsis. A shorter leaf and a fatter flower.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Stems, I get about five or six ones. Osmocote. Orchid mix I've got.
Oh, okay. No, that's a good brand. Yeah, no, that's fine. No, but just I wouldn't be repotting at the moment or cutting off the shoots. But you've got them inside, haven't you?
No, they're all outside. They've always been outside.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you must be doing very well with them out there. Are they in the shade?
No, some are in the full sun, but they're around the pool. And I just water them every second day.
Oh, righty. Yeah, you're doing very, very well, Louise.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're doing very, very well, but I would just hesitate at the moment to, you know, to pull them out and start cutting because we really are dry.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Judy.
That's okay, Louise. Good luck with them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
We've got Pat from Warrabrook, and he's got a question about the lemon tree.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We've got a Meyer lemon that we've had for quite a while and something's eating the lemon off the end. They're just starting to bud out and then they sort of disappear.
Oh, right. The little lemons disappear, do they?
Yes.
Have you been out at night with a torch?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Look, sometimes, how old's a tree?
Oh, we would have had it about 20 years.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's a good age for a lemon. Well, I've got a little lime in at the moment. It's a grafted one, but I've been watching the little limes form, but they have been dropping off on mine as well. It's a lime, not a lemon, but I really do think it's been the climate at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so do you think you're keeping the water up to the lemon?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I'm a bit slack because my lime's down the drive and I've got to walk with the hose to get to it. But, look, I think once the weather breaks and, but, you know, we're going to have a hot summer, so just keep the water up to it. And maybe I have to ask you, did you fertilise it coming out of winter?
Yes, we did.
Oh, you did. Okay, rightio. And you went right out under the canopy line? You didn't put it against the trunk?
Yes, we did.
You did. No, that's all right. Look, you sound like you know exactly what you're doing. So I wouldn't change anything and just let's keep our fingers crossed.
Coming in and eating it.
Look, I don't know, but you go out with your torch at night and just double check.
Okay, I will do that.
Because the possums are a bit active at the moment.
Yeah. I didn't know whether we needed to repot it. It's been in the same pot for all that time.
Oh, for all that time in the same pot?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. How big is the pot?
It's a fairly big one, but I'm wondering if I need a bigger one.
Oh, you might too. You might. Mm. But certainly it could be looking for food. But did you... You didn't put citrus food on the pot, did you?
I'm not sure what my husband used on it.
Right.
I know he fertilised, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah, because fertilising in a pot, you've got to be very, very careful.
Right.
Yeah, I always use Sudden Impact.
Oh, okay.
For roses. Now, that's unusual, isn't it? But sudden impact for roses. So when you hang up, just, you know, talk to your husband and see if he's doing the right thing. I don't want to get him into trouble. Okay, Pat, but check up and then give us a ring back. But I'm not sure what your problem is at the moment. So maybe it's just the heat as well.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be.
I might get one of those big tubs.
Yeah, could be the way to go. Yeah, definitely.
And transplant it into that.
And get, you know, proper potting mix for citrus.
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back. We've got time for a squeeze and a couple more calls. We've got Grant from Musselbrook and his pear trees not going overly too well at the moment.
Good afternoon, Grant.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
Very well, dear. So your pear tree would have fruited, though, wouldn't it?
It's a Manchurian pear.
Oh, right. Okay, right.
Yeah, I've got about 19, and last year one hardly had any leaves on it, and it's somewhat recovered, but there's another four that have gone the same way. It's got probably 10% of the leaves they should have.
Right. Grant, I know Musselbrook's probably had some heat. Do you think that's the problem? I mean, have they got a watering system or...?
They've got a watering system, but, it hasn't been functioning lately, but we did have quite a bit of rain, so I was thinking that that may not be the problem, but it also could be. But I've noticed a lot of ants on the ones that aren't real good.
Right.
Black ants, small black ants.
Yeah, so, okay. Have you got scale on them?
Well, it looks like dry moss-type stuff is probably down low on some of them, but they seem to have buds on the end of the branch that didn't open, but I can't remember whether they had flowers on them or not when flowering season was about 2 or 3 months ago.
Right, okay. Look, I do think that at the moment they're probably screaming for water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just get rid of those ants. Tie a little rag with a bit of kerosene around the trunk, so not too tight, and that'll stop the ants going up and down.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they could be carrying anything on their feet as well, so.
Okay, yeah.
And you haven't got any black on it, have you?
black on the tree.
On the tree, yeah.
No, it seems to be quite normal. The branches and the trunk seem to be pretty much the same with the good ones and the bad ones.
Right, okay, because the ants carry sooty mould on their feet.
Okay.
Yep, so go and double check again and give us a ring next week and let's see if we can sort something through for you, Grand.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye.
We've got Coralie from Madawi, and she's looking for some tips on growing tomato plants.
Oh, okay, Coralie. So
Hi, Judy.
Your first time growing them?
Yeah, I've got four in a great big pot, and they're getting tomatoes on them already, but I don't know whether should you spray them or cover them with something.
Oh, okay. Now tell us, are they the sweet bites, the little fellas?
I think they're gross lizzies. They're just normal.
Okay, well, you've got to spray gross lizzie, unfortunately.
Spray them.
You'll get tomato spray? Yeah, with the tomato spray. Otherwise, you're going to get the grubs in them.
Yeah, there's heaps of tomatoes on them already.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Is it dust? Is it spray?
Yeah, well, you can get tomato dust, so I'd be dusting them too.
Yeah.
And see if you can get a spray. But, you know, that's gross lizzie are a beautiful tomato, but that is a problem. You might get the fruit fly.
Yeah.
Yes, see what you can do with it, but I think you need to just make sure you spray or something.
Just over the top or under the leaves or?
Oh, no, just spray over the top, yep.
Okay, all
okay.
Right.
Thanks, Coralie, for the call.
Judy.
Thank you. Bye.
Best of luck with Coralie. Judy Sharp, we've got a couple of minutes left.
Oh, have we really?
We have.
Okay, Greg, if you've got a golden Duranta hedge at home, you must prune it now tightly to contain it, because in summer they go a bit crazy. So prune them back hard at the moment, your golden Durantas.
How far are we? So when you say tightly?
Tightly, because you'll find if you had a golden Duranta, our listeners will have them and they know what tightly is.
All right, that's the drill. I should point that out, by the way. From upstairs to clarify that. So...
I thought you were... Oh, it is a drill in the building.
I think it's upstairs.
Oh, upstairs. Oh, they're not coming through the ceiling, are they?
Well, we're about to find out, I think.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. So we haven't got time for any more hints, have we?
Oh, I've got a couple more seconds left, Judy.
Okay, it's time to plant dahlia tubers and gladioli corms. If you're saving them up, time to plant them.
What are gladioli?
Gladioli are those lovely tall plants that have got flowers all the way up the stems, different colours. Yep. Yeah.
So it's not just what? All different colours?
Yeah. You get white, red, pink, yellow.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not more popular.
Well, they are popular because you don't have to, you just replant them every year, so you don't have to buy them all the time.
Too easy.
Yeah, too easy.
Judy Sharp, we've just about run out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, we'll be back again next Monday.
Hopefully we will. And thank you. I thought you were giving me the message then to keep quiet when you blew that horn.
Well, possibly. Maybe they were telling us to keep quiet.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.